Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Zach o Isaac Alvis, isang photographer at filmmaker. Good morning, Zach.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, before we go further to your photography, first tell us your background or your educational background. What course did you finish and how you became interested or passionate about photography?
Okay, so I graduated a Bachelor of Arts major in Multimedia Arts from De La Salle College of St. Bignon, where I was given a full scholarship since the beginning. So yeah, I was so blessed and granted to be given a full scholarship for my whole education with the college. So yeah, I graduated in the year 2013. And yeah, I discovered my passion in photography, I believe, when I was in my second year. That was the time when we started doing photography and filmmaking. So yeah, from that point, I decided that this is my thing and I'm going to pursue photography for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Yeah, because multimedia arts involve also photography and other kinds of medium.
Yeah, it involves like graphic design, filmmaking, web design, even audio, script writing, and basically all the creative stuff. But yeah.
So it's not too long that you've discovered that you love photography?
It didn't take me that long, but I came from a family of photographers, starting from my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his name is Frank Alvis, and he's really good with photography. He worked with Zobel de Ayala and also with the president, Cory Aquino. And yeah, my uncle, he's also a photographer. His name is Ronnie Alvis. He did works with magazines and newspaper, and also my father, who worked with advertising agencies such as Lintas and some publishing and newspaper.
Yes, these are your family's work. How about your work? What projects have you done, or which are your favorite projects that you have done?
Yeah, I've done several projects in doing photography and being in this industry for, I believe, 6 years now. But I'd say my biggest and most favorite project is when I did a project with the basketball team of Ginebra.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we were shooting some advertising for Ginebra basketball team together with all the players. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just taking photos of them holding the products of Ginebra with their basketball jersey, their uniform. And yeah, I think that would be one of the biggest projects and one of my most favorite I've did previously.
Yeah. You use the high-end big cameras, but aside from general and portrait photography, you also focus on smartphone photography, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
What's a good thing about using a smartphone to take photos? How are you able to bring to a higher level the regular photos using a phone?
Well, the good thing and advantage of a smartphone photography is you always have your smartphone wherever you go. Your smartphone, it's not heavy. So if you're on a holiday or wherever, you always have your smartphone with you, unlike having your camera strapped around your neck all the time. But yeah, with the smartphone photography, it still have the same theory and rules that it follows, the basic knowledge that a photographer has to know in relation to photography. So yeah, the lighting techniques, the composition, but the main thing, the main difference is that smartphones, it doesn't have the full manual controls. Mm. So it's pretty much, it's a point and shoot camera, but then you need to play around with your environment, with how the lighting and all the composition to get that professional and perfect photograph.
Mm. I've read that you are conducting some smartphone photography courses. What's included in these courses?
Yep. In these courses, we tackle the basics of smartphone photography, like focusing, how to take photos, some techniques and styles, like using the volume buttons to take photos, to use your headphones and the volume from the headphones to take a photo. That's another trick that probably most of the people doesn't know. You can use the volume button to actually to take the photo as your shutter. So we also talk about the different use of lighting, the perfect day, the perfect timing to take photograph outdoor, and also the basic composition and techniques like rule of thirds, center focus, leading lines, and so on and so forth.
And you have one scheduled this 10th of December and a few others for next year, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, can you give details of it? And for those interested, where can they get information from?
Yeah, so, well, I work with a photo.com.au. It's photoh.com.au. If you're interested in smartphone photography, you can do your booking there. We do this smartphone class once a month, but if you're interested in private courses, yeah, you can book us in and we can like meet up everywhere, anywhere you're comfortable with. But yeah, this Saturday, most of the time we do that at Circular Quay. So we meet in the morning. It's a 2-hour class and we walk around. We have some fun.
Take photos.
take photos. Get a chance to know new people, be friends with them. And we kind of form this small community of smartphone photographers. And we have like Facebook page, Instagram, that this people can share their smartphone photos. So we can criticize, we can compliment each other's photos and help us improve each and everyone's photography.
Filipinos are known for selfies and groupies using their phones. But are there Filipinos doing these courses?
I've met a few Filipinos, but not that much. Most of the students that I get are Europeans, Americans, Canadians, Australians, locals, a few Malaysian, Chinese as well. But most of them are locals here in Sydney. Mm. But to answer your question, I've also met some Filipino from Philippines, which is pretty good. But yeah.
And for us Filipinos, what are the do's and some of the do's and don'ts of smartphone photography?
Well, honestly, there are no do's and don'ts with smartphone photography. You can take a photo of anything you want. And as long as you think the photo will come out good, as long as you're not invading anyone's privacy in taking photos, so you don't get into trouble. But yeah, you have the full freedom to be creative and do your own thing with your smartphone photography, as long as you know how to follow this basic knowledge in photography to take that awesome photograph.
Aside from photography, you also do filmmaking, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
What usually do you shoot?
With my filmmaking, I use my Canon 5D Mark III. And if I need another camera, I have friends around. I can get their help if I have a bigger project. But yeah, I use a Canon most of the time because I'm very confident and comfortable using Canon equipment.
Mm. And what sort of videos are you filming?
I do music videos, documentary. I also do some models, advertising and commercial videos. I believe 3-4 years ago, I did a project with Sony BMG, but now they're called Curve Entertainment. They're based in Manila, Philippines. We did 3 music videos with them, which turned out pretty good. And yeah, here in Sydney, I've done a few music videos with some friends from church, from my Connect group, from Hillsong Church. And yes, that's pretty much what I do with filmmaking.
Do you also do courses about filmmaking?
With filmmaking, not at the moment. I'm more focused with photography.
But
because
in the future?
In the future, probably. I was thinking about it. But at the moment, I'm more focused with photography and smartphone.
Last question. This Christmas or holiday season, for sure there are a lot of family and friends gatherings. Can you give some advice on how to make photos, especially those captured using smartphones, to be extra special?
Yeah. Well, if you're very serious in photography, you should consider some factors and elements to get that awesome image. First, you have to consider the lighting. You should have a good lighting. This is a requirement in any photograph. If you don't have a nice lighting, your photos will not come out very good. Also, you have to think about the subjects, the colors, the composition that you will be doing in taking that image. Just make sure the colors complement each other. The framing, the positioning of the objects is balanced. And if you're taking selfies and family photos, just it's a festive season. It's Christmas and New Year. it's a happy season. So make sure everyone's smiling, everyone's having a good time, they're having a laugh. You know, you can't go wrong with people smiling in the photograph.
Yeah.
It always brings joy and happiness to the viewers and audience looking at these photos. So, yes, that's it pretty much.
Yep. This is an extra question.
yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Does it go that when you're using your smartphone, is it all right to have it always edit the photos?
In my case, I always edit my photos, but I'm not a very big fan of extreme and intense editing. I try to retouch, change the colors a little bit so it would look unique compared to the other photographs I've taken before. And also, I like following the trend in photography, you know, to follow the flow and see what other photographers are doing. But to answer the questions, I'd say, yeah, give it a go. Try and edit your photos if you can, if you know how to edit them. There are a few apps out there like VSCO or VSCOcam, Snapseed, Photoshop Express. You can use these editing apps to enhance and make your photos unique and have that different edge to it. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Zach Alves, a smartphone photographer and filmmaker.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.